heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play? Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say it was a kid that was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up, but that Model A body makes it look like a pub. It's got 12 cylinders, uses them all with an overdrive that just won't stall.
50 degrees here at the KTLO studio. Good morning, everyone. It is 8:05. We welcome you to another edition of Jack the Car Guy. Actually, it's a special, little bit of a special edition of Jack the Car Guy. We normally start with Jim Varney's version of Hot Rod Lincoln from the Beverly Hills soundtrack, but we started with Charlie Ryan's version of Hot Rod Lincoln today. Today is a special edition. Basically Carson's choice of music, as we welcome Jack and his buddies from the Never Done Garage. Good morning, Jack.
Well, good Car Guy morning. You're absolutely right. In full disclosure, anything you hear music-wise this morning, Carson picked it, and I have no idea. So listen up.
Is he going to be singing along?
No, I don't know. We got a fun show today. We got a cool trivia question. I've even lowered my standards. It's going to be about Volkswagens.
Hey.
So we got us a Volkswagen trivia question with a cool prize. We've got all kinds of news about racing and just some good stuff to talk about. Looks like we're going to have a short break in the rain, but more is coming. I looked on the map.
Yeah.
We'll learn about that here in a second, I'll bet you.
And unfortunately, it's a possibility of severe activity, too.
Oh, boy, that's not what we need because the ground soaked it nice, but much more and it won't be soaking it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Jack, we actually already have a caller on the line, if you'd like.
All right, well, let's go ahead and do it.
All right, if you'd like to be on the show this morning, the number to call if you live in Baxter County is 425-5522. Otherwise, you can call us toll-free at 888-884-0364. You can also send in your questions and your comments by email to carguy@ktlo.com. Let's go to line three. Good morning, you're on Jack the Car Guy.
Yeah, I would like to know who's going to win today's Xfinity race at Atlanta.
Well, I'm picking John Hunter Nemechek. He's one of the young guys. He loves to go fast, and Michigan is a fast, fast track. Let me just give you a little note of caution. I think he'll win if he finishes. He has a problem finishing races. He likes to go fast,
We were at Atlanta this week.
We are at Atlanta this week. What did I say?
Michigan.
Did I say Detroit?
Michigan.
Oh, Michigan. Well, Atlanta. You know what I mean. You know. Close enough. It's all up there somewhere. Yep. Michigan is fast.
Who will win tomorrow in the Cup is at Atlanta?
Harvick. Harvick is due. He was practicing well. I think he qualified third, and he's led out of the last four races. If I remember right, I think out of like 1,300 laps, he led 800 of them. But he hasn't won in four races. So I think Harvick is due. It's Harvick's time. He didn't get the pole, by the way. My favorite driver of all times got the pole. That'd be Kyle Busch.
Okay, so Kevin Harvick tomorrow.
Yep, that's what I'm picking.
All right, thanks for calling.
See ya.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting race because Michigan is very, very fast. And
Atlanta.
And it's
where are you at?
Atlanta.
Oh, hey, you've been in session.
I've been in session. You have to forgive me. Forgive me.
Yeah. Fontana.
Who did you say had the poll this week? I thought Danica got the poll.
No.
Yeah. At Fontana, right?
Yeah. Anyway, at Atlanta, which is extremely fast track and very abrasive, the youngsters haven't qualified well. You know, the youngsters, the ones that tore up millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of cars at Daytona. They've got them clustered in the middle of the pack because they've not been to this track enough to get the handle on it. So that is going to be something to watch because they won't stay there. They won't learn. They won't have any patience. They will head for the front, and they'll be a great big wad, and they'll probably take out the middle and the back of the field.
I thought I saw a couple of mature, long-time drivers take out a bunch of cars.
Well, maybe they did, Maybe they did, too. Yeah, it was a mess. It was a mess. Okay, well, anyway, we didn't get the question about when the races are going to be. The Xfinity race is starting today at 1 o'clock on FS1, and then tomorrow or Sunday, they're going to be at 1 o'clock as well on Fox, regular Fox. Now, the trucks are going to run tonight, too. It's going to be a doubleheader for people to get their tickets. The trucks are going to run after the Xfinity race when they clean all the cars off the track. Matt, why don't you... Stop it.
What was that?
That was my pocket telling me about a storm warning coming.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you, why don't you bail me out of this while I regroup and realize that we are at Atlanta.
All right.
Give us the weather and the stuff, and then I will be composed when we come back. We're going to talk about hotels, buffets, and autos.
Ah, there you go.
Okay.
All right. Well, taking a look at the forecast, there is a flood watch in effect for all of the Twin Lakes area, north central Arkansas and southern Missouri, and that will continue through this evening. Today, 100% chance of showers and thunderstorms, which may be severe. Locally, heavy rainfall possible. High is near 65 degrees. Southeast winds 5 miles per hour. Shifting to the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. Lows near 35. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And that'll be our last chance of rain for, well, a few days anyways. Sunday, sunny on Sunday, highs near 62 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with lows near 34. And sunny on Monday, highs will be near 64 degrees. Another chance of precipitation will begin Tuesday afternoon and continue through Thursday afternoon. Now, highs will continue to be in the 60s, mid-60s Tuesday and Wednesday, but with following this rain will be eventually another cool front as highs will get back down into the upper 50s. On Friday. Currently, the Taylor Hearing Center color weather radar is showing no precipitation in the Twin Lakes area as of right now. But again, as Jack was saying, more rain is on the way. Looking at the radar, looks like a system of showers and possibly some thunderstorms stretching from Oklahoma. Actually, maybe looks like it's crossing the line up around Fort Smith in the area south of there. And the system is making its way toward the northeast, so we'll probably be seeing some of this activity later today. At last check, North Fork Dam was running 2 units with lake levels at 547.29. Bull Shoals was running 5 at 655.89. We had 35 hundredths of an inch of rain since 7 o'clock yesterday morning. That has given us nine consecutive days of recorded rainfall for a total of 4.22 inches. Our low overnight was 46. We actually reached our official high at 7 o'clock this morning, which was 49. Right now we are at 50 degrees. And again, the numbers to call if you'd like to be on the show are 425-5522 or toll-free 888-884-0364. And our email address is carguy@ktlo.com. We will break and be back with more in just a moment. It is 13 past 8. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
As a parent, nothing puts your mind at ease more than knowing your teenager is safe behind the wheel. Yelcott Security's new tracking services put you in the driver's seat, letting you know exactly where your teen's car is, where it's going, how fast, and when it arrives at its destination. Real-time GPS info, alerts, and updates enabled from any web-enabled smart device. Call Yelcott Security today, 870-435-2181, and let Yelcott keep you in the driver's seat.
When you've been a top producer in the real estate business for as long as Danny Porter of Century 21 Lemak Realty has, you can be sure he knows a little something about making a real estate transaction easy, comfortable, and satisfying. Listen to what one client, James S., had to say.
Danny kept me and my wife informed about what was going on, and it was a fast sale.
Call Danny Porter of Century 21 Lemak Realty at 421-7978.
One of the nicest ways to ease in the new week is Sunday brunch at Gaston's. Gaston's invites you to relax, sip, and leisurely nibble your way through their lavish, sumptuous offerings. Enjoy Gaston's gracious Southern hospitality as you watch the White River roll lazily by. It's more than a meal. It's a total dining experience. Sunday brunch, served every Sunday from 10 until 2. Gaston's, simply the best there is. River Road, Lakeview.
Bob Knight, Betty Lumbert here to tell you about next year's KTLO cruise.
It'll be a great cruise, Bob. We'll go out of Port Canaveral, Florida on Royal Caribbean's incredible Oasis of the Seas to the Bahamas, St. Martin, and St. Thomas. But this ship has so much to offer, people might not even want to get off at the ports. There are so many pools, hot tubs, places for fun, even a Central Park just like New York City.
And it has the boardwalk, like Coney Island, even a carousel. It also has the Royal Promenade and all the cafes and shops, plus big Broadway-style production shows, piano bars, a spa, casino, tons of things to enjoy.
Absolutely, and we take care of everything. Motor coach travel, hotels, insurance, taxes, port fees, baggage handling. We do it all.
All for one low price, too. It's the easy way to travel. So how can folks find out more?
Just call me at Mountain Home Charter Service at 870-508-5331 or pick up a flyer at KTLO for all the details.
We'd love to have you join us.
She comes. Here comes that girl again. Wanted to date her since I don't know when. But she don't notice me when I pass. She goes with older guys, plumb out of my class. But that can't stop me from my thinking to myself. She's your fine looking man. She's something else. Hey, look at there. Across the street. Something else. Hey, look here. Just wait and see. Work hard and save my dough. I'll buy that car that I've been working so. Get me that girl and we'll go riding around. You'll look real sharp with a white top down. I'll keep right on a dreaming and a thinking to myself. When it all comes true, man, wow, that's something else. Yeah, what's all this? Never thought I'd do this before, but here I am a-knocking on a door. My car's out front, and it's all mine. Just a 41 Ford, not a 59. I got that girl, and I'm a-thinking to myself. She's sure fine-looking, man. Wow, she's something else.
Well, I'm thinking maybe I should have let Carson pick the songs more, huh?
Well, Eddie Cochran there with something else.
These are songs we haven't heard before.
Best part about that one is you couldn't sing along.
Well, what do you think, listeners? Should I let Carson pick them a little more often, huh? Well, I've got three hands up here in the gallery. They said the song didn't at least put them to sleep. All right. Well, back to the action. Before I forget, some people were asking. We have a lot of people that are drag race fans, and they've been inquiring about Brittany Force and if she's going to be back running. She is. She has been cleared to run again there at Phoenix this week. And if you don't know, she had a terrible, terrible crash last week at Pomona. Fire and broke up. It was awful. And she was unconscious, and she doesn't to this day remember anything. She says she remembers coming to the starting line, and that's it. So I think our minds are an amazing thing. They protect us. She doesn't want to look at the video, and she's been very open, very open. She said that it's going to be extremely difficult for her to get back in the car for the first time and hit the throttle. And I just think that's honest. And now she is John Force's daughter, and she... Of all of John's girls, she is most like him. She's fiery. She's outspoken. She's got tons of energy. Brittany will get back in it, and I'll let you know how she does next week. But anyway, she is bruised up real bad, but there is no permanent damage, they say. So anyway, Brittany Force will be back in her Top Fuel Dragster defending her crown. She was the champion last year. All right. I promised, I said, we'd talk about buffets, motels, and cars. Okay, let me start off with buffets. I do want to tell you, being in Little Rock all week makes me love coming back to the hills and you all up here. Let me assure you, if you ever get to thinking that maybe you don't want to live here anymore, come down and stay with me for a day or two in Little Rock. You'll come back up here and kiss the ground. Anyway, we left out after session Thursday evening, and it was just pouring rain. And by the time we got to Conway, it was almost not safe, and Pam suggested that we stop and just get some dinner and see if the rain had let up. So we pulled into one of our famous favorite buffets, and we went in there, and I am telling you, it was early in the day, and it's the time of the day where they have a special, you know. I swear they must have had a sale on spandex at Walmart. I am telling you, you never saw so much area covered in spandex. So anyway, I sit down.
I don't know if I need to hear this.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, it curbed my appetite. But anyhow,
it's on purpose on the buffet, you know.
Yeah. So Pam and I are sitting there and we're talking, and you know, we didn't leap up and run to the table because we had time. And I'm watching this one lady, and she walks up to the mashed potato bin. She proceeded to build
sandcastle.
She built a mountain of mashed potatoes on a plate. I looked at Pam and I said, "Does she not know you can come back?" Well, anyway, Pam, being Pam and kind, she says, "Jack, she's probably taken that to her family over at the table." And I thought, "Yeah, right." So when she grabbed her plate and started off, I grabbed my wide load ahead sign and followed her over to her table. She didn't have a family. It was her, two more full plates of food, three pieces of pie, a big plate full of buns, and two or three drinks.
Now you know why spandex.
Now I know why medical insurance is so high in the United States. I can tell you that.
Well, spandex is not a right. It's a privilege.
I went back over, kissed Pam right on the mouth, and said, "I love you," as she sat there and ate her salad. Okay. Do we have a call?
Not at the moment.
Oh, I guess not I'm yet. I guess I'm not yet.
It's going, nobody calls anymore.
All right. And to balance the story out, Pam said that if I don't tell a corresponding story about Mr. Cheap, that would be what she calls me.
That's why she had a salad.
She said she would say it. Anyway, because I am a double dog, diamond, platinum, exclusive club member at this particular motel chain where we stay a lot, I get extra points for each stay, and then I get little gift certificates and stuff. So I'm all into that, you know. So we were sitting in the motel last week, and I looked at my went online and looked to see how many points I had accumulated, and I noticed that they had not credited me for my week stay for my extra bonus points. You get extra bonus. You all, just you common folk that aren't double dog, diamond, platinum, you get points, but you don't get extra points.
Yeah, I noticed, and it's real rewards. One day we entered the hotel and you got a free bottle of water. I was mighty impressed.
I get free water, Cokes, potato chips. Anyway, so I noticed they had neglected to give me my... So I go down very politely to the front desk, and I said to the nice young lady, "I didn't get my bonus points this week." And so she looks on there and she goes, "Well, let me check." And she says, "Oh, Mr. Fortner," they call me Mr. Fortner, "Oh, Mr. Fortner, this is per stay. You get your extra bonus points per stay, not per day." And I said, I'm sure there's an error. And she says, well, it's all computerized, but you can call customer service. So I did. Went back upstairs, called customer service, got a very nice person, and she explained to me the exact same thing. It is per stay, not per day. Not to be deterred. I sat there and I thought it true. You know what I'm doing now? The next morning, I went down there, I checked out, smiled at her, went over to the free breakfast, ate without Pam, I assure you. She ate breakfast, came back, and checked back in. I said, I'll just take that same room. I did that all week long. The nice lady at the front counter, she just smiled. She doesn't care. It's all on the computer, guys. It's all on the computer. Okay. So, see, I'm fair. I'm fair. I criticize everybody. Me, too.
Here comes another bottle of water.
Yeah, here comes another bottle of water.
Here comes on your head.
Dr. Posey is doing open-heart surgery on Waldo as we speak. Yep, you remember last year, well, like maybe you don't remember. It's vivid in my, well, it's been almost 2 years now. I blew the engine in Waldo up. Big blow-up, way big blow-up. Blow-up where you couldn't fix the block. And it was right in the middle of election season, or re-election, election. I had my billboard in it. Karsten, I called poor old Karsten. He come out there with his trailer, loaded me up, took me home. Anyhow, I told Posey then, because I didn't have time then to do anything, I said, just patch it up, make it run, and I'll deal with it later. Well, he did, and I did not deal with it later. Well, now I'm paying the piper. There is more pieces have come loose. It didn't do as much damage this time. I'm going to be able to use the major pieces. But we're getting it bored out. And oh, thank you, Doan Treat. Doan picked up the pistons and took it down to Ivan Price, who's doing the machine work for us, and got that done. So, you know, it's good to have friends that will help you when you can't, when I'm not here. So anyway, Waldo's getting a new heart. And I expect him to make a full recovery. Karsten and I are even going to put new weather stripping in the windows. Right, Karsten?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's brand new. I didn't buy used or anything. Yeah. No, brand new. Right here it is. Feel it. Woo! So anyway, Waldo's in the hospital. And he's going to be good as new, and then he'll be back on the road. I met some people at the Pizza Hut yesterday. I was down there with my friends eating lunch, and some of the constituents asked me where Waldo was, because they hadn't seen him on the road, and I had to tell him he was in the hospital. So people miss him when they don't see him. He's kind of an institution.
Keeps you from having to run off the road to avoid.
I'm kind of missing him. Well, let's get another break in here, and when we come back, we'll actually talk about some cars this time.
Okay, we will break and be back with more in just a moment. It is 28 past 8. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
Horseland Farm and Home has the deals right now for you. Save 15% off all truck boxes and fuel tanks. Save 15% off all regular priced ammo. High Point 45 ACP semi-automatic pistol, just $149.99. Save $100 on a Diamond Black AR-15, now just $599.99. Save $50 on a Maverick Mossberg 12-gauge shotgun, now just $249.99. You just can't go wrong at Horseland Farm and Home, Highway 62 East Mountain Home.
Let Bookworms Cafe at the Library cater your next event. Big or small, Bookworms Cafe at the Library has you covered with breakfast, lunch, and dinner catering. Download the catering menu at bookwormscafe.com. From starters to soups and salads, sandwich trays, desserts, we can take the hassle out of your next lunch, social event, or everything in between. Need something you don't see on the menu? Just ask if it can be added. Bookworms Cafe at the Library Catering. Delivery and setup available. Get all your catering questions answered at bookwormscafe.com.
More than $250 million. That's more than $2 million a month for the next 10 years. So what are you waiting for? Get out there now and get your winning Powerball tickets. And when you buy your Powerball ticket for the big jackpot, go ahead and ask for the $5 bundle. When you do, you'll get a Powerball with Power Play, a Mega Millions ticket, and a free Natural State jackpot ticket. Three ways to win life-changing jackpots. Ask for the $5 bundle today.
Bundle eligible with Quick Picks only. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Sponsored by the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery.
I
have two categories of clothes, cute and what were you thinking?
Add more cute to your closet and everywhere else in your home with surprising finds from Gordmans. Yeah, Gordmans. We've restocked our entire store with on-trend styles and designer finds at every turn. Load up on super cute shoes and handbags and must-have home decor, all at unbelievably low prices. So get shopping. Gordmans, bigger deals, smaller price tags.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
Kimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one. For whatever reason, life requires you to stay put. Get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.